Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Shilpi Gupta, who has had an interesting career path after spending almost a decade at Amazon. Shilpi ran a food truck for a year. She is currently the founder of 87, a personalized hiring service for restaurants. And Shilpi, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thanks. Thank you, Eric, for having me here. Honored to be here.
And of course, we're certainly honored to have you with us, and thanks for your time as well. So let's get right into it. You worked at Amazon for actually 8 years and then did a food truck and now 87. Tell us your story, if you would.
Thank you for asking. I have worked at Amazon for almost a decade, a little bit more than 8 years, and it was fun, and I truly enjoyed my time at Amazon, and the space I worked in was called Prime Video. I'm hoping people here use Netflix and use Prime Video to watch videos. So it's been that space, and we recently launched like worldwide. This was back in 2016-17. And it was a mega project. We enjoyed going to like every country in the world. But the big question in front of me was, what's next? And when I was thinking for the year in front of me, I was thinking, is this going to be another year with another big project? And I'm going to learn something new, something different. Can I challenge myself more? I mean, it's not like Amazon time isn't challenging, but I was looking for more. And that's when I was like, okay, it's time to get into things that I'm even more passionate about. Now, food is a space that you can say, like, I am a foodaholic at heart. I enjoy food. The industry is very close to me. And that's where I thought that, okay, let's make a jump into the food industry and see if I can make some kind of dent there, some impact in the industry. So one thing that I kind of tell to anybody, and I take it to myself, is if you're planning to enter a new industry or just a new space, please go learn the basics about the industry first, and don't jump right in knowing nothing. And food was unknown to me as an industry. So I left Amazon in 2017, went ahead and worked as a line cook for a couple of restaurants. And that helped me shape my next venture, was launching a food truck with actually a NY chef who beat Bobby Flay, who was a chop champion. And we had like a fantabulous year, and this was 2018, and great run. But if I were to tell you one thing that was like constantly sticking and like making it hard to run the business was hiring staff. And I'll talk more about why it's a big problem. But in simple terms, I mean, the one thing that constantly pulled me down was like, where do I find good staff? And that made me kind of like move ahead and say that, okay, I enjoy food, but I do come from a technology background. Can I join them together to actually solve a legit problem in the space? And that gave birth to 87. So that's kind of how it went from Amazon to the world of restaurant hiring.
Well, that's certainly an interesting journey. You have a vast amount of experience, and impressive how you saw a need and made that happen to fill the gap there. Now, speaking of which, tell us more about 87 and what is it that you actually do?
Sounds good. As I said, 87 is like a hiring platform service for the restaurant industry. And I'm not sure if the audience really knows about the industry much, but just to give you a glimpse of it, the industry employs about like 15 million people, and the attrition rate in the industry is about 70-75%. So you're kind of looking at like pretty much every 3 months you have one new person leaving, and then you have to fill a position again. And guess what? Like the most popular hiring board job platforms for this industry is still Craigslist. So imagine that we are in 2021 and still having to go through Craigslist to find people. And even then, the hit rate and finding the right match was a big challenge. So 87 first tried to offer two key products. The first is the job platform. Think of it like Indeed, but specifically for the restaurant industry. We make it easy to search, browse. It's mobile friendly, but the more interesting product is what we call as the Easy Shortlist. Now, unlike say the tech industry where you have like a big HR team and like you have time to actually skip through all the resumes, find the right people, restaurant industry doesn't have that kind of a time. They don't have that luxury. They're mostly on foot, not in front of a computer. They need to hire like today. And we realized that that was a big pain and like even going through the resume, shortlisting, calling them up, finding references, and then actually calling them for a final interview was a lot of pre-work that had to be done for which they didn't have time. And we thought that's something that is really useful to the restaurateurs, and that's what Easy Shortlist is about. You just tell us about the position you're hiring for. We take care of posting it, reviewing resumes, doing the first round of interviews, vetting the candidates, and finally giving you a very small shortlist of like 5 to 10 people who truly meet your restaurant's requirement, and then you pick from that list. And that's like from our initial numbers, it's sort of like saves about 60% of their time. So two products, do it yourself on a job board or use our Easy Shortlist product where we take care of all the pain for you. Just hire.
Once again, impressive that you saw a need here and you saw the challenge that you were seeing within the restaurants. Even personally on your end, you saw that. Now, let's talk about that challenge. Why is hiring such a big challenge within in the restaurant industry?
It's an interesting question. So you gotta understand like the industry a little more. So first of all, these restaurants mostly offer like minimum wage employees, and primarily for a reason because it's a very low margin business. I mean, a good restaurant, even if you do everything right, you're not gonna make anywhere more than like 5 to 10% in profits. So you can't really offer like big fat packages to your employees. So it's minimum wage and hourly based. You don't have business, you cut down on hours. Now from an employee perspective, if it's hourly wage and kind of minimum plus tips is the typical stuff, generally no benefits, you won't be able to have health benefits. I mean, there's just not enough money to be able to do that. So what happens when you are in that situation? Okay, you need more money, you're not getting the right stuff. You'll jump around for every dollar that's giving, and for every dollar that a new restaurant is giving you and for a better deal. So there's a lot of jumping around, but restaurant industry is very, very tough. I mean, kudos to the people who work behind the scene. It's long hours and a lot of physical labor, but the amount of earnings is low with lower benefits, and it's just the dynamics of the industry we are in. That just results into a lot of moving around, just people wanting to find a better life, a better lifestyle, and which means a lot of hopping around and attrition. So, but here's the thing, like if you provide a good culture in your restaurant, like a lot of restaurant the employees strive for being respected. So if you provide a good culture, you actually have a much, much better chance in keeping those employees than just trying to give a dollar raise. So I would say work on removing any toxicity in your environment. Honor your employees. Give them free meals sometimes once in a while. And or like little perks like take out for dinner once in a while. Those small perks even are valuable because even they know that you just cannot afford to give expensive perks like that say of finance or tech industry.
Now, here's another question for you. How do you actually go about attracting customers to your website? I'm sure we could learn something from that.
Sounds good. It's launching a tech product by myself was, of course, a new thing. And I would say to anybody is like, try out, read a book called Traction. And it's one of the best books that I've read. And kind of like it talks about many different ways that you can go about for your particular business. You can do offline marketing, like print media. You can do email marketing. You can do search optimizations, engineering kind of marketing. There are many ways, and we tried actually a bunch of them. To be honest, when we launched for the first 2 months, we pretty much tried every medium of acquiring traction for like a week, couple of weeks, and we realized that SEO, which is search engine optimization, was our biggest driver in terms of traffic. And once you identify that kind of a channel which is driving your traffic, I would say just double down on that, and that's what we did. And most of our, we would say like 60% of our traffic comes through search engine optimization.
Yeah, certainly appreciate your input there, and that is most helpful in that regard. Now, also, what made you realize that you need to go beyond job boards and invest in personalized hiring solutions, aka the easy shortlist that you offer?
For sure. So, I mean, if you are a restaurant or have even like briefly ever looked at how like restaurant is hired, and we are looking at like tons of data, so we know what they're doing. One of the things that we constantly notice, not just on our own job platform, so when we launched, we just had a job platform, so we're noticing how people are interacting with our job platform. And then we were noticing how people are interacting with Craigslist or Indeed. And we realized that a lot of restaurant owners try to repost the job many times. And we were curious, like, why are they trying to post the same job, like, once every week or maybe once every 2 weeks? And what we realized is, like, when we actually acquired those clients, we realized is, like, they're posting because they didn't get enough leads for the first time. Now their job post is, like, way behind, like, on page 2 or page 3 of Craigslist. Nobody is looking at it. They still haven't hired. And they're still struggling to get any leads. And we were like, that's a repetitive work. And on top of that, they also talked about how candidates, they will try to call in candidates and they didn't pick up. Sometimes they don't pick up just because the phone number is unknown to them and you got to just like message or maybe try again. But imagine the amount of physical, manual, wasted labor in trying to like constantly reach out, figure out who responded, who hasn't responded, track them, and finally get to the final set of candidates who will actually come up for an interview. And we were like, that's a tech problem that we can solve. That's totally a scalable tech problem. And that's when we realized what we need to offer to our restaurant clients is not just a job board, but help them actually make that final lead convert into an actual hire. And that's when we realized that Easy Shortlist is a program that we need to launch.
Certainly have enjoyed all the information shared so far today. We're joined by Shilpi Gupta, the founder of 87, a personalized hiring service for restaurants, and she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, of course, this is really awesome, as I've said, and impressive, and it actually looks like one has their own headhunter, but for real cheap. For fellow restaurateurs, how does someone onboard Easy Shortlist? Get into some of the details to help us understand that.
It's pretty simple. Just go to our website and you will see a link for Easy Shortlist. It's easy-shortlist. It's easy to remember as well. And you will see all the details and the getting started link there. So it's $99 for job posts, for job positions. So it's pretty much cheap, saving you tons of time and money. But yeah, just go to our website, or if you need some more information, email us at contactus@rs7.com, and we'll take care of you.
Sounds easy enough, and of course we'll leave the links accordingly within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Now, tell us, looking ahead, what's in store for 2021 and beyond for 87?
Yeah, I really hope so. The food industry has been hit hard. Of course, a lot of industries have been, and I'm really looking forward to getting things normal. But from Edison's perspective, the top two things, the same goal is, we are currently live in Seattle, Los Angeles, and New Orleans. We're planning to go US-wide. And the second thing is, as I mentioned, that restaurant industry, people don't have time to be sitting on a computer for long. So imagine if they could like apply using voice or chat, or they could just send a text saying, hey, post a job for me, and we know what to do. So think AI and like chat to apply, like voice to search and voice to apply. So that's the direction we're heading in, is like go away from the traditional web-based interfaces and see what else we can do to innovate for this industry, which is not actually in front of computers all the time.
Sounds like you have a lot of great things in place, and certainly we all here at EPN wish you nothing but continued success. Now, a question that's always interesting here as we ask this question often, as you look back or looking back, what is something you believe you could have done differently, or would you have done anything differently looking back?
Hindsight is always 20/20, right? So in hindsight, you always think that you could have done things differently. But for Instagram specifically, and this is something that I'll tell you because I also come from a heavy tech background, and the tech mindset is like, hey, go build that awesome, amazing tech product, and then people will love it and they'll onboard. It's just a dreamland that doesn't happen at all. So looking back, when we were launching at 11 in 2019, to be honest, we took like 6 months to get our MVP out. Actually, a little more, probably around like 8 months. And if I have to look back and say the one thing that I could have done differently, I could have said that I could have launched my MVP in roughly a month, maybe a couple of weeks time, and started getting like customer feedback early on without having to build all the tech infrastructure behind the scenes. So if I have to look back and tell you one thing that I should have done differently, is like go as early as possible in creating the MVP. Like really stress hard in figuring out what's your real minimum viable product and can you launch with that. Don't go like held up in that emotion that it doesn't look pretty. It's okay if 50 things behind the scene is all manual. It's totally okay to do that. But that's my big takeaway is I would say like reduce the time to actually test out an idea because you don't know whether that idea is going to work or not. So skim through your product ideas, bring it to as small as possible, get feedback early, and launch faster.
Shilpi, really appreciate your time spent with us here today and taking a moment out of your busy schedule to be with us. Before you go, any conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share or make us aware of as we wrap things up here today?
Sure. I mean, if my journey has to say something, the two top things that I'll tell to any person is like before, especially to entrepreneurs, like budding entrepreneurs or like people who are like trying to get into this whole, let me start my own company. Before you pick up a problem and a space to go dive deep into, be the customer of that problem. Like, if I did not do my food truck business, I would not have had any idea that hiring is such a challenge. Because from outside, everything looks like so pretty. I mean, fancy restaurants, I'm going to eat food. We don't know what's happening behind the scenes. Because I just went with that notion of like let me just solve a problem without actually seeing what the real story behind the scene was, you would not do a good job. So make sure you have been a customer of the problem that you're trying to solve. And the second thing, which I just mentioned, is like, please go and try launch as fast as you can. Reduce your MVP to, it can even be a standalone page just saying that we provide this thing and email us and see if anybody even clicks on that. That's a good way to even judge people even care about the problem or not. So launch faster, reduce your time to get to market, to get feedback, get early customer feedback, and make sure that you are a customer of the problem that you're trying to solve.
Shilpi, words of wisdom throughout this interview today, and really appreciate all you're doing in the space. And I'm sure those that need a job within the restaurant industry will find 87 to be a really great tool to help in that regard. Hit that website once again, if you would, for listeners to get further information on 87.
It's 87. It's spelled as EDIZEVEN.com. It's pronounced as the number, English number 87, as the numeric 87. It's something derived from the restaurant industry. 86 in the restaurant industry means you're out of something, everything is over. 87 is our way of saying it's a new beginning, it's a fresh start. So go to 87.com, and I hope we can help you find the relevant stack for your restaurant.
Again, listeners, it is 87.com. Shilpi, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
And certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Shilpi Gupta, the founder of 87, a personalized hiring service for restaurants. And for all the details, once again, visit 87.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.